What's up, people? It is Saturday, July 22nd. My name is B Hill, and this is the Just My Opinion podcast. So let's talk. Man, it has been a lot going on since the last podcast a couple of weeks ago. And I know I'm going to miss a few things, but let's just go ahead and get right into it. The first thing I wanted to talk about was Carly Russell's situation. Yeah, Carly Russell was a 20-something young black girl who went missing, I guess, about a week or so ago. She called 911 late at night saying that she had saw a toddler on the side of the road. She got out to help the toddler, and apparently there were screams, and she went missing. She was abducted. Her car was found, her keys, her phone, they were all found on the side of the road. There was a massive search. It got national attention that she was missing. A couple of days later, she turned up at her parents' house. And the parents said they do believe that she was abducted, but there are facts starting to come out that they think it was all a hoax. I actually stopped following the story because if it was a hoax, I mean, she just wasted a lot of resources. But one thing I did notice is when she was missing, there were a lot of prayers and thoughts and a lot of people wishing her well. But when she showed up okay, people wanted to take their prayers back and they criticized her. And if this was all a hoax, she does have the right to be criticized, but I'm just glad that she is okay and she really wasn't kidnapped. We've seen these type of things before where people make up or falsify kidnapping reports to get attention or whatever the case may be. To me, that's a person that needs some mental help. You can't be mentally stable if you would go on this very detailed lie. But it's happened numerous times. She's not the first, she's not the last that would do something like this. But it's very unfortunate if it did turn out to be a hoax and that she lied about everything. Again, I'm glad that she's okay, but what she did is not okay. Definitely don't agree with that. And I know there have been a lot of other details that have come out, but like I said, I just stopped following it once I started hearing some of the things about how it could be false and that she could have made it up. So I'm sure there are going to be some charges for that. That was a huge waste of resources on something that's not true. And then the GOP continues to have their fake hearings about the Biden crime family, which has basically turned up absolutely nothing. Every witness that they have has been debunked or has recanted or contradicted their own testimony. It's just a bunch of allegations, no actual proof of anything, and it's been a lot of wasted taxpayer money when they could be working on something with inflation, something with education or healthcare or anything else. They're wasting time investigating Hunter Biden, who is a citizen. He's never worked for the government. And they're just wasting time, grasping at straws. We've heard about this Hunter Biden laptop for years. Nothing has come of that other than some naked pictures. So it's just a huge waste of time. And these fools will continue to have these hearings. They're not getting anything done because they're wasting time on this nonsense. Now, if you find something, and I think Hunter has already been charged and convicted of something. He pled guilty to, I think, two charges. I think he's going to get probation or something like that. I don't think he's going to have to do jail time, but I'm not sure what else they're trying to get other than to embarrass the president and distract from everything that's going on with Trump and all of his issues. But they're not doing anything that's actually beneficial to the majority of Americans. It's just a huge waste of time, and this is all a distraction from what's going on with Trump. But they continue to do these type of things because they're never held accountable for their bullshit. On multiple occasions during these hearings, Democrats have brought up the fact that you're investigating a citizen who never worked for the government for, I think it's like a $17 million payment that they're alleging. But yet, when it comes to the Trump family, Ivanka Trump got patents from China while she worked in the White House. Jared Kushner got a $2 billion loan or payment from the Saudi government while he worked for the White House. Those are crimes that actually need to be investigated because these were people that actually had an official or worked in an official capacity in the White House. But yet the GOP won't investigate that. They're worried about a citizen. And they're the ones that's always talking about how Democrats make everything political. The president's son, that's who you're targeting, who never worked in government. So how is that not political? And then it looks like Trump is about to be indicted again, probably for two different things. I think Jack Smith is going to indict the January 6th insurrection. And then, well, I think he received a target letter saying that he is a target in January 6th insurrection. And then Fani Willis from Georgia, it looks like she's about to indict him for trying to overturn the election in Georgia. And if I'm not mistaken, what has been reported is that there may be racketeering charges for that, which would mean a lot of co-conspirators. I mean, I'm just so tired of this fool. It's so frustrating just watching all of this stuff happen and no accountability. It's frustrating. It's disheartening. It gets me angry at times because he just continues to make these false statements and get away with it. And you get people like this who's never been held accountable. Now he's very arrogant. He even made threats in an interview the other day that said that if he's convicted and goes to jail, that could be very dangerous because he has very passionate followers. I mean, he sounds like a mob boss. And if he ever gets back in office, we're done, because he's already vowed to go after the people that are against him, anyone that's against him. And that sounds like a dictator, not a president. A president represents everyone, not just those that like him. And this is why he's unfit and unqualified to be president and never should have been president in the first place. You know, he keeps talking about a witch hunt. A witch hunt was reopening a closed investigation 2 days before the election in 2016 on Hillary Clinton. I definitely think that's what put him in the White House. The investigation by Comey had been concluded, and he reopened it right before the election. So you can't tell me that's not a witch hunt. And then still didn't find anything in that second investigation. She was never charged with anything. But with Georgia, Trump is on tape saying that he wanted Raffensperger to find 11,000 votes so he could win. And he's on tape telling people, just say it was rigged, and him and the other GOP senators will do the rest. That's trying to steal an election. We're here 3 years later and he's still talking about the 2020 election. And his base is just eating it up. I'm just so over all of this. This is why people I know that support him, I've stopped being friends with them, because they lack common sense when it comes to this subject. They lack critical thinking skills, and you cannot tell me this is not a cult. I saw a video of a restaurant called Trump Burger. It's a Trump-themed restaurant, everything. That's crazy to me. And he tweets out about he won the election because you don't see any Biden paraphernalia or hats. We don't give a shit about that stuff. I don't worship this dude. Joe Biden is the president, and he was not my first choice. He's there to do a job. I don't worship him. I don't need, even when Obama was elected, I didn't go buy a whole bunch of Obama paraphernalia. Because I'm not in a cult. But I'm tired of this fool. Every week it's something with him. And, you know, they keep talking about how the election was stolen. But just recently, the Supreme Court had to reject voting maps, redistricting from Alabama and I think it was North Carolina, because they basically eliminated the minority vote. So if you're trying to redraw district maps to ensure a Republican wins, how is that not trying to steal an election? You've never heard of this from one Democratic run state, but I've heard this from multiple Republican-run states where they try to redraw districts. It's happening here in Texas, and I think the Supreme Court is looking at Texas also, because our Governor Greg Abbott had the redistricting done for Harris County, which is the largest county in Texas, and basically eliminated all of their votes. And they changed the mail-in voting as well to make it harder for people to vote. In Harris County, the largest voting block or the largest constituency, they limit the number of polling places. I live in Collin County. I have more polling places here than the largest county in the state. And the reason being, of course, that's done by design. The reason being is the longer you have to wait, that may discourage some people from voting. No, you have 100,000 people in 4 voting locations. And they've eliminated voting on college campuses. That was by design. They passed a law that you can't supply any food or drinks to people in line. So they're just trying to minimize the vote here. And you don't hear about Democrats doing this kind of stuff. Even in the last election, Republicans put out fake drop boxes for people to cast their votes. Why would they do that? Because they didn't want Democrats' votes to count. And mostly Democrats vote by mail. They had people standing outside the drop boxes with guns, intimidating. Basically, what they blame Democrats for doing is what they actually do. And they keep talking about how, you know, they don't want big government or anything like that. But yet, Florida changed their curriculum to where when they teach slavery, they have to also teach that slaves were able to acquire skills that would benefit them throughout their lives. They acquired a trade during slavery. What the hell does that kind of shit mean? I just don't understand where we are at this point. I don't understand what's really going on. It's nuts. Minnesota did file charges against the 16 fake electors that tried to steal the election as well. Hopefully they all go to prison too. I hope they get exactly what they deserve. And then just scrolling through TikTok, you see a lot of different stories that pop up. And one that has been popping up a lot has been this black guy that lives in a suburb fishing at a pond that's within his suburb. And they have a homeowners association, and it's only for residents to fish at. On multiple occasions, this man has been approached by non-minorities, asking him where he lives and should he be there. And one lady actually called the police on him because he would not identify where he lives. So police came, they tried to identify him, and he didn't. He didn't ID himself because he hadn't committed a crime. They couldn't prove that he committed a crime. But the lady's employer found out, and she ended up getting fired because she was basically harassing and calling the police on a black man for no reason. So he posted another video from the Homeowners Association president, and this guy was asking him not to post any more videos because this lady had got fired from her job, and she has a big house. She's a single lady, and she has a huge mortgage, and she's not going to be able to pay her mortgage, or she may struggle because of that. So instead of telling people to leave him alone and let him fish, he goes to the man and asks him not to post any videos because a lady that was harassing him got fired. And apparently, I was watching some videos from him earlier, he talked to a couple of other black neighbors. They've had the same issue where they're just fishing in their own neighborhood that they live in, and they're being approached by people asking them if they live in the area. And these type of things happen all the time. Like, we're not allowed to be places. You don't belong here. All of that kind of stuff. And I hope he continues to post until these people leave him alone. And then there was a video of a man walking down the street, and a pit bull charged him. Now, he had a pretty long umbrella in his hand, so he kind of kept the dog away for a minute with the umbrella. And there was a man sitting in the car right next to him, recording this whole interaction with the dog. And the man recording just kept telling him, you know, don't make any sudden moves, don't run, and things like that. Well, the dog started to get aggressive. The homeowner, or the dog's owner, was just casually, nonchalantly walking off the porch and approaching the dog, but there was no sense of urgency to get the dog. And the man recording just kept yelling at him, telling him what not to do instead of trying to help. There were several times where the dog was distracted. This man recording could have opened his car door and let this dude in, and then he just kept yelling and recording, seeing that this man was in distress, because at some point the dog did attack and start trying to bite him. And you see the dog's owner just casually strolling over to grab her dog. This kind of stuff pisses me off, because you'd rather record instead of helping somebody. And like I said, there were a couple of times where the dog was distracted and kind of ran off to where, didn't go far, but there would have been enough time for this man to get in the car. And instead of trying to help, he just wanted to record. So we have a society that's, they would rather record than help and tell you what to do and narrate what's going on instead of trying to actually assist and help. And that's a shame. But I hope and pray that this man wasn't seriously injured. But there are some people that just should not have dogs, especially something like a pit bull that you can't control. Because this was very uncalled for, and I hope he sues. Because again, the lady was very nonchalant, no sense of urgency in trying to retrieve her dog. There was another video of a lady caught on a Ring camera stealing a package from her neighbor's door. When the lady was confronted by the neighbors whose package got stolen, with the video clearly showing her face, she said she got confused that she was just checking the name on the package. But yet, it shows her take the package and walk off with it, never bringing it back. And she even offered to pay for it. And her daughter came, and they just said, oh, she was confused. She didn't mean anything by it. It wasn't intentional. How is it not intentional that you pick up somebody's package and walk off with it and never return it? So I hope this lady called the police, and I hope this lady gets evicted, because you're just not supposed to steal. And even when confronted with the video that clearly shows your face, you still deny it. It's just, people are crazy. What else we got? know, and one of the dopest things I found on TikTok this week was there was a couple of ladies who threw their coworker a baby shower. It was a surprise baby shower, and the caption just says she had never had a baby shower. And you could just see how genuine this lady was and how appreciative she was of what her coworker did for her. And her coworkers seemed like amazing people. They just seemed really caring and just really, really good people. So they threw her this baby shower. She was overwhelmed. She cried and was just so happy and grateful. After that video was made, it kind of blew up a little bit, and people started leaving comments asking how they could help. They wanted to help her and her baby. So the lady who filmed created an Amazon gift registry, and she filmed a part two, and they basically lured the pregnant lady into an office by saying that they were going to have a meeting. Well, they showed her the video and, you know, told her that people wanted to help, and they just started presenting her with gifts that random strangers sent to her off of that baby registry, and she just broke down. She could not believe all of the generosity, and you could just tell how appreciative she was. She ended up filming a part three because stuff just kept coming in, and she was just so overwhelmed and grateful. And you would see her look in the packages and look for if there was a card or a note or anything, and she would acknowledge everyone who left a name. She would thank them individually. She said she wanted to keep all of those. But it was just dope. It restores your faith in humanity. And I actually went on today and went to the registry and ordered a few things for myself. You know, I don't mind helping people who are appreciative in need. And she just seemed like a very genuine person, so I wanted to contribute. So I ordered a couple of things for her and her baby, something for her directly and then something for her baby as well. But it was just such a dope video. Like I said, she just seemed like such a sweet, genuine person. I pray that her baby is healthy and that they're all okay. This video earlier today, and a guy posed a question, and he said, if you only had 5 minutes to live, who would you want that individual to be to spend that last 5 minutes with? And that's a really good question, and it said that whoever that person is, if they're still alive, you need to reach out to them. And that person for me is my mom. My mom is the most amazing woman. She's my favorite person in the world. I love her to death. I'm very fortunate that I'm close to my parents, my mom and dad. But that last 5 minutes, I would want to be with my mom. She's a wonderful human being. So that's my answer to that question. This week's verbal middle finger goes to Marjorie Taylor Greene. During their hearing earlier this week, she presented a picture of Hunter Biden naked from an apparent sex tape he made. It was unredacted, so it was the full picture she presented to everyone there, which would have been live, I think, on C-SPAN. But that is a felony. It's called revenge porn, and there was absolutely no reason for her to do that. I mean, she's just such a despicable human being. And she continues to lie and get away with stuff like that. She's not held accountable for anything. But she's intentionally trying to hurt the president and embarrass him and his family just out of spite. I can't stand her. That's pretty much as low as you can get to do something like that. And she did it on purpose. She's knowingly doing this stuff. But from what several attorneys have said, that is a felony. So hopefully she'll be held accountable. But that's just a despicable act. I mean, I don't think you can get any lower. And the Republicans Party has actually backed her on this move. And that just tells you what kind of people they are. I miss the days where Democrats and Republicans just disagree on policy stuff. And this is why I say, if you support that kind of stuff, we can't be friends, because we're morally different. It doesn't surprise me that she was stooped to that level, but yeah, she's out of control. And there's still a lot of speculation that she was the person that planted the bomb at the DNC headquarters before the election. That hasn't been proven yet, but there's huge speculation that she was the person, and I wouldn't be surprised. So, because she's such an asshole, Marjorie Taylor Greene gets the rebel middle finger. I definitely hope she gets what's coming to her. And lastly, the quote of the week is, all of a sudden they stop talking to you. Don't trip. God will sometimes cut off the infection to keep it from spreading. That is it for this week. Thank you for listening. God bless. Peace.